And we're back. Taylor Report, CIUT, 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. And joining us now, I believe, is Marie-Rose Habyarimana. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, thank you very much. This is, of course, sad that we have to remember, but on the other hand, it's very important to everyone to know that your father, together with the president of Burundi, Mr. Ntaryamira, were assassinated on April the 6th, 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And, but there's been some development. There are now places that an organization is taking the subject up. Could you tell us about that? Do you find it encouraging?
Yeah, it's very encouraging. It's a group of young people who fight for the rights of human rights, and they find it very sad that up to date, it's been 19 years now, there's never been an investigation. And we know that the assassination of these two presidents is the trigger of the genocide, mm-hmm. and they were killed while they were on duty. Mm-hmm. And we have an example of other ex-prime ministers, the one of Lebanon and the other one of Pakistan.
Yes, Mr. Hariri.
Hariri.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and Benazir Bhutto. And the UN didn't wait to ask for an investigation for those prime ministers. And for two African presidents who obviously were victim of a terrorist attack, mm-hmm. and whose assassination led to the tragedy, the massacres everybody is deploring. They were not granted this investigation, and that's what the family has been fighting for, mm-hmm. and all the families of the victims who were in the plane, they joined together to ask for this investigation. It's never been done, and you wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a double standard?
Yes.
That does it mean that African presidents have no value? I don't know. Yeah. And when you consider the impact or the consequences of that act, terrorist act,
mm-hmm.
and how do you give a lesson to people who plan to do such things?
Yes. Now, you know, your family went through such agony over this, and mm-hmm. and as did the family of Ntaryamira. There was no investigation, and one could almost say that there was I want to use the word undermined. Certainly, they were inept. I recall there was a discovery of the black box,
yes,
which was highly embarrassing. The United Nations was in possession of it, or at least they said they were when they were asked. First, they said they didn't have it. Then they said, "Oh yes, we do have it." I recall that that was Kofi Annan who himself was involved with the hands-on treatment of the Rwanda crisis as it was unfolding. I mean, that must give everyone pause, right, to wonder about his
role. It's not only that about the black box. There was also an investigation done by a judge who was assigned by the tribunal, the International Tribunal for Rwanda, which was being set to judge all the responsible for the genocide in Rwanda for the whole year of 94. And also, we would suppose that they would also investigate about the assassination, because it's the key element of the genocide. And mm-hmm. there was an investigation that started, and when it was leading to the present government, the RPF, they stopped it. So so the whole thing is voluntarily covered by a mystery. No, but there is a strong power that wants to hide the truth, that,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't want people to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that hiding this truth is sacrificing a whole population, because Rwandans really went through very hard tragedies. It's
it goes on
calamity.
Today.
Yeah, it goes on today. It's a calamity that fell on us, and we didn't deserve it. Mm-hmm. And we feel like we are not heard, because even if now, with the present regime, they say there is peace, there's a whole population who is still crying because mm-hmm. For the commemoration of the genocide, one part is excluded and another one is considered victims, and another one is not victims, when we know that the whole country was affected. Not a single family of Rwandans didn't lose one beloved mm-hmm. one. And I take this opportunity to convey my sympathies to all the people who lost their loved ones, and considering the circumstances in which it happened,
mm-hmm.
it's really a sad thing. And but it's so sad to see that there is a strong will to mm-hmm. recognize the condition of victims to one part. And I can give you another example.
Please.
The 6th of April is when the plane of my father was shot down, and that triggered the genocide.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Rwandan regime want absolutely to jump that date and commemorate the genocide the following date. So they don't want to consider the ones, the people who were in the plane. And in the plane, there was also, the president of Burundi, but ministers and other many dignitaries. They were fathers. They were Rwandans and fathers of mm-hmm. Families, but they won't consider them.
Yes.
when you demonstrate as you want to commemorate the 6th of April, you're accused of being a negationist.
Yes.
As if you're not allowed, and also mostly the majority of population in Rwanda, they are not allowed to cry for the ones they lost. Only one part.
Yeah.
I can give other examples also, but I can give another example of the lady Victoire Ingabire who went to Rwanda.
Victoire Ingabire.
Yeah, you know her.
Mm-hmm.
During the last campaign for a presidential campaign, she went to represent herself to challenge the President Kagame, and for just telling the truth about recognition of all victims, she was put in prison because she said, at the commemoration. At the place, she pronounced the words she was not allowed to, because she was saying all Hutus and Tutsis need to mourn for the ones they lost, and that was the word she was not allowed to say. Only one part can commemorate, and it's the example we see for the tribunal. They don't want to investigate on mm-hmm. the trigger of that tragedy there. They are pursuing all the responsible, but only Hutus, and we know that the whole population has been affected. So that's really it's a frustrating situation that shows that there's double standards everywhere.
It does indeed.
Yeah.
But there is good news. There's the mm-hmm. the global campaign for Rwandan mm-hmm. human rights, and it's Rwandans. rights.org, Rwandans, plural, rights.org. And thanks to you, I know about this site. Marie-Rose Habyarimana, we respect you very much, and we're certainly glad you took the time to share your thoughts about this. And we are going to stay, of course, on this subject, as we have been for some time.
Yeah, thank you so much. And take this occasion to appeal for people of goodwill to help us, because it's been too long, 19 years, mm-hmm. and we are still suffering from the consequences, because not only we lost our loved ones, and we didn't really deserve that, but we are being persecuted. It's like people who always try to tell the truth are being accused of being a genocidaire, negationist, and they took all our belongings. That's a material thing, that's okay, but they accuse people on false accusations, and they fabricate many lies about especially my family, especially about my mother. So because she's among the people who really never stopped asking for justice to be done and the investigation and to be the truth to be unveiled, and this like seems to be a threat. Yeah. And so they make any effort to lie on her, and it's a campaign of slander and defamation. So nobody would believe it's a torture, moral torture, and to take all the means we can use to defend. So it's like an attack on people without defenseless people, and that's really awkward, and it's a sad situation. So that's an opportunity for people who really love peace and are goodwill people to help us put an end to this situation of injustice and double standards. And all we wish is the truth for the whole people of Rwanda. We know that once the light is going to be shed on the who shot down the plane, it's going to be a relief, and it's going to lead to real reconciliation and sustainable peace. Because I know there are many people who are still wondering why they have to go through that. And knowing the truth about the key element is going to help.
Yep.
Healing people wounds.
Well, you're setting a very good example, and we do appreciate your speaking out, and we hope we can talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Marie Ruth. Bye-bye.